A Christian's New Year resolution, taken from Luke 22, verses 31 to 34, and 55 to 62.
一个基督徒新年的励志取自路加福音第22章31节到34节55节到62节.
Now this passage that I have chosen doesn't seem to be very logical with the topic of a Christian's New Year resolution.
我所选的这一段经文似乎和基督徒新年的励志好像没有什么多大关系.
But as we go along, we will realize that I'm actually using this example of Simon.
当我们继续看的时候，我是用西门彼得这个例子，
who betrayed the Lord Jesus.
他不认主。
And that incident was not a parable, it actually took place.
这不是一个比喻，而是真实的发生的事件。
So I hope to bring it back to all of us here.
希望我们能够回到这段记载里面，
and to allow us to ask ourselves, are we like Simon?
然后我们自己来省察，我们是否像彼得那样呢？
Let's open with a word of prayer.
我们一起来做一个开始祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们愿我们口中的言语和心中的思念能够蒙主你所喜悦。我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣圣名，阿门。
Now the practice of making New Year resolutions go back over 3,000 years to the ancient Babylonians.
而这个新年的这个励志呢，要追溯到3000年前的巴比伦的时代。
There's just something about the start of a new year that gives us a feeling of a fresh start and a new beginning.
而这样的一个，就好像新的一年的开始，让我们重新开始那样。
Now, in reality, there is no difference between December 31st and January 1st.
但是实际上，12月31号和1月1号并没有什么分别。
Nothing mystical occurs at midnight on December 31st.
没有什么任何的一个奇异的事情在这两个日子之间发生。
Now, by mystical, I don't mean the events that are taking in Sentosa and Marina.
我的意思是说，不是那些发生在圣淘沙和金沙的那些事件。
It is in the context of the Christian environment.
我是指的在基督徒的环境的一个说明。
Now the Bible does not speak for or against the concept of New Year's resolution.
圣经呢，并没有反对或支持关于这个新年的励志。
However, if a Christian determines to make a New Year's resolution, what kind of resolution should he or she make, and should it be taken seriously or lightly?
但是当一个基督徒在做新年的励志的时候， 什么样的励志他要做呢？ 而且是否是很严肃的来对待， 或者是很轻易的来看呢？
So you see, I made mention about Christian.
我的确说到是基督徒。
I'm not talking about the non-believers.
我不是讲到非信徒。
The New Year resolution that they make are very different from what a Christian makes.
而非基督徒所做的这个新年的励志，基督徒不一样。
So I hope we can understand the difference.
希望我们能够明白当中的分别。Now
we read about the Apostle Peter's denial of our Lord Jesus Christ, which our Lord actually predicted.
刚才我们读到彼得不认主的记录是耶稣基督所预言到的。Before
we go to that, these are the areas that I would be covering: spiritual fervency, punctuality, prayer life, to be exemplary, family, common resolutions, the example of Joshua, and then I'll conclude.
在我们还没有继续之前，我要覆盖的这些要点呢，是包括属灵的这个热忱、准时到，还有这个祷告的生活，还有做有一个榜样、家庭的生活，还有普通的励志、约书亚的这个榜样，还有我的总结。
You would come to realize that these areas that I plan to cover is actually things that we go through daily.
我要覆盖的这些范围里面呢，是我们每一天所会经历的这些事。
Now coming back to the Apostle Peter.
我们回到这个使徒彼得。
Now you see in Mark 14 verses 37 and 38.
让我们看到马可福音第14章37到38节那里说。
The Lord Jesus came to Simon and said, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation.
在这个经文里面说，耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“西门，你睡觉吗？不能警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。”
So from the very beginning, before Peter's betrayal, the Lord already alerted him that he should pray lest he falls into temptation.
在彼得还没有三次不认主之前，耶稣已经警告了他，就是说他要警醒的祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Now we may be asking, what has Peter's denial to do with the message tonight?
你或许会问，彼得不认主跟今天晚上信息有何关系？
Now probably all of us here do make New Year resolutions before God.
我们可许在神的面前来做新年的立志。
But be warned.God can predict whether those resolutions will come to fulfillment.
但是我们要被警告的是，神可以预测这些预言，让我们知道这些立志是否是能够来实现的。
Just like Peter, who said to the face of our Lord Jesus that he will not deny him, and yet he did.
而正如彼得对主说他不会不认主，但是彼得却是不认主。
And we read earlier in Luke 22, verses 55 to 60, when confronted, he denied knowing the Lord 3 times, as predicted by our Lord.
而正如刚才我们所读的路加福音22章55到60节所记载，帮彼得他三次不认主，正如耶稣基督所预言的。
Now likewise, down into the year, as we do an audit of the resolutions,of the resolutions that we had made before the Lord, are we going to deny having made those resolutions when we realize that we fail to keep to those resolutions made before God?
当我们在审查我们每年所做的这些新年的立志，当我们没有做到的时候，我们是否像彼得那样不承认我们曾经所做过的这些承诺呢？
Peter did not keep up to his promise.
而彼得呢，并没有遵守他的诺言。
And what was Peter's attitude when he realized that he had failed God?
当彼得他知道他令主失望的时候，他的态度是什么呢？
He became depressed, which we read in Luke 22:61-62.
他变成很消沉，正如路加福音二十二章所记载的。
Now, likewise for us who made resolutions before the Lord.On 31st December 2015, and as we honestly examine ourselves tonight, the 31st of December 2016, did we fulfill those resolutions or did we fail?
当我们审查我们过去的2015年12月31号所做的承诺，我们是否有实现了？在我们今天晚上，我们要。做出的承诺的时候，我们是否也一样呢？
Now, if we did fulfill it, then ask if it was done with spiritual fervency acceptable to God.
假如我们认为我们已经成就了，我们就要问自己，我们是否有这个属灵的这个热忱呢？是神所接受的吗？
And if we did fail, then what is the state of our mind?
假如我们失败的话，我们的心理的状态是什么呢？
Is there remorse or just big deal, so I fail?
我们是否有一个悔改的心，或者是我们就是很轻看这些呢？
So there is no remorse.
或者我们没有悔改之心。
So remember, like Peter, when we make resolutions before God, God can predict.Them and there, predict them there and then whether we meant it wholeheartedly and with spiritual fervency.
让我们回想彼得他在让我们做出这个立志，在神的面前立志的时候，神能够预测也知道我们是否是真的出于真心的还有属灵的热心来向出神做出这个承诺。
Now making a resolution before man and before God is different.
而在神在人在神面前所做的承诺是不同的。
Tonight we are referring to resolutions made before God by Christians.
今晚我们要谈的是向基督徒向神做出这个立志。
Now let's look at what I mean by spiritual fervency.
让我来做出这个解释，就是我所讲的属灵的热心是什么意思呢？
Now let us refer back to 1 January 2016.
让我们回想到今年1月1号的时候。
The first day of the year and recall all the resolutions we made about what we wanted to do for the church.
让我们来回想我们在今年开始的时候我们要为主做什么。
By church, it could be the English,the Chinese or the Tamil ministries.
在我们的这个聚会里面，可能是英语、华语或者淡缅语的这个崇拜中。
Now let me list some common areas of work or services that we wish to render.
让我列出一些普通的我们所能够做到的这些服事是什么呢？
Now we would have said, I want to have regular attendance at all worship services.
也许我们说我们要每个这个崇拜的聚会我们要常常要每次都出席。
To be involved in the Sunday school ministry as a teacher or a student.
或者在主日学里面来成为这个老师或学生。
Involved in the children's ministry.
或者参与这个儿童事工。
Be a prayer warrior at the Wednesday night and Sunday morning prayer meetings.
或者我们在新周三的祷告会里面成为代祷勇士
participate in all the relevant fellowship meetings like the SAF, the AF, the YAF, the YF and the NBC
或者参与适合自己年龄的这个团契聚会
join the mission trips to India, Cambodia, China and the Philippines
或者参与对印度、柬埔寨、中国或菲律宾的宣教
home and hospital visitation
或者探访老人院和医院的病人
to be involved in the choir, ushering, PA, flower arrangement, and operation cleanup.
或者参与诗班招待或者扩音或者插花或者是清理教会的工作
What I had mentioned is just a condensed list.
我只是讲到一些很普通的一些事工
Now today, on 31st December 2016,Some of us may have actually participated in all or some of the mentioned works or services.
我们在今年的最后一天，我们也许已经参与到当中所讲的一些服事。
It would be very exciting for us to say, yes, I did participate. I did go for mission trips. I did sing in the choir, etc., etc.
或许我们可以说我很有这个信心我已经参与了侍奉参与了吃饭参与了宣教等等
But hold a moment
但是我们等一会儿
As long as we have participated then let us truthfully ask ourselves whether those participations had or did make us a different person spiritually
当我们讲我们有参与这些侍奉的时候让我们来反省自己这些侍奉是否使我们更加成为一个不同的人呢
In so doing, were we drawn closer to God?
在属灵上我们是否更亲近神呢
Did we experience a spiritual renewal or develop spiritually?
是否我们经历这个属灵的更新或者有属灵的成长呢
And were we transformed from the old self to a new self?
或者我们从一个旧人来改变为成为新人。
So the question is whether our participation was just mere attendance, but with no or zero spiritual passion.
那我们来思想我们的参与是否只是出席参与或者没有这个属灵的热心呢
？Involved, yes, but no spiritual impact in our lives.And we remain the same lethargic, spiritually drained old self and fail to transform to a new self.
或者我们有参与但是却没有这个属灵的改变在我们的生命中人是老我或者是不能够改变成为这个新我。
Yes, we may have fulfilled our resolution, but only in a non-spiritual manner rather than in a spiritual manner.
或许我们有完成我们的这个立志，但是却不是在属灵方面，而是只是在属事工方面的。
In other words, it's good as giving lip service.
或者我们是有这个亏欠呢？
It is not from the heart.
而不是从这个心灵里面发出的呢？
Are we guilty?
我们是否是亏欠了神呢？
And if we are like Peter, are we remorseful?
假如我们亏欠，好像彼得，是否我们能够像彼得那样悔改呢？
So let us not rejoice because we went on mission trips.
让我们不是因为去宣教而来喜乐。
Let us not rejoice because we visit people in hospitals.
让我们不是因为去探访病人而喜乐。
The test is, after doing all this, did it draw us closer to God?
我们的问题就是，当我们做了这些侍奉的时候，是否使我们更亲近神呢？
Or were we merely a tourist when we go for the mission trip?
或者我们去宣教的时候，只是一个访客的身份去呢
？The moment we come back, we forget about it.
或者我们回来之后，我们就忘得一干二净。
We become the devils again.
我们是否是为了侍奉而侍奉呢
？Now let's go on to the next area, which is on punctuality.
让我们来思想第二方面，就是关于这个守时。
Now we all make an effort to be punctual for school and work, and may drag doing it.
我们都很尽量能够在工作或者是上课的时候来守时。
And yet we continue not because we want to, but simply because of the boss or the school principal.
我们能够守时不是因为我们愿意，而是因为老板或者是校长这样要求。
We strive because we want to avoid disciplinary action taken against us, and basically it's just to please men, the boss and the principal.
我们这样努力的守时，也许只是要逃避这个责罚，因为或者只是讨人的喜悦。
Now's the question.
问题是
，How about punctuality at all church meetings?
那么我们在教会的聚会里面是否都一样守时呢？准时
？Now who is the head of the church or who is the boss of the church?
而教会的元首是谁呢
？Not the pastor.
不是牧师
，not the elders，
也不是长老
，neither the deacons，
也不是执事。
Christ is, as we read in Colossians 1:18，
而基督就是教会之首。我们读哥罗西书1:18
，and he is the head of the body, the church, who is in the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
他是教会全体之首，也他是原始，是从死里首先复活的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Now we believe that whenever or wherever the church meets, Christ is present at every meeting.
而我们相信，当信徒聚集的时候，基督就在他们当中。
And we are told about this in Matthew 18:20, where it says that.For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为在马太福音18:20说，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
Yes, folks, this very moment, Christ is in the midst of all of us.
在我们当中，基督就是在我们当中。
So if we can honor and respect mankind with our punctuality,Then should we not extend greater respect and honor to our God, the creator of mankind and the creator of the universe, the King of kings and the Lord of lords?
假如我们为了尊重人而我们愿意来守时，那么我们对于这位我们的神创造万物、天地万物之主、万王之王、万主之主的这位神，岂不要显示更大的这个尊重吗
？Okay, let's do an audit again.
让我们再次反省今年的生活。
This year's 2016, the Wednesday night prayer meetings and the Sunday worship services.
在这个早上的这个聚会，还有这个周三的这个聚会。
Now, according to the church's bulletin, these are scheduled for 8 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. respectively. This is for the English and the Tamil.
在这个中文的聚会里面，早上的崇拜是11:30，那么这个晚上的这祷告会是8:00。
But some people stroll in late after 8 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. for no valid reasons.
但是当中有些的可能他们的迟到而没有这个确切的这个理由。
Now by what do I mean by no valid reason?
我的意思说没有这个充分的理由是什么呢？
It means that being aware that by valid reason, it means that it is avoidable and within our control and which could be overcome.
而我所指的没有充分的理由是有一些原因一些事故是在我们的掌控之中的我们却没有去遵守。
For instance, some go for a breakfast or some go for dinner.
有的去早餐有的去晚餐。
Nothing wrong going for breakfast and dinner.
去早餐晚餐并没有错。
But when we take a casual attitude, take our time to swallow the food, then,Let's wait and see what happens.
然后我们好像很拖泥带水的这样去晚餐早餐呢，我们就会知道有这个迟到的这个发生。
Likewise, we take our bath, we sing song, and take our time to bathe, but we have to go to church.
或者我们自己在拖泥带水的做一些事情，而没有来准时的来教会聚会。
Or we decide to have a quick look at the TV.
或者我们看电视。
The newspaper.
报纸。
Or to have a chit-chat session.
或者跟别人谈论。
So, basically, it is being aware that such indulgences will cause us to be late for the prayer meeting, the worship service, or any church meeting.
所以我们看到基本上当我们在这些事情上面延迟的时候我们在聚会、祷告会、敬拜的时候也会迟到。
You don't bother to control the situation.
而却不愿意来控制这些时间。
And as a result, we end up coming late for the church meeting.
而结果我们却来教会聚会迟了。
Such attitude is dishonorable and disrespectful to God and His children who are already there by the scheduled time.
而这样的态度是对神不尊重，也对他的儿女不尊重，因为他儿女也在那等待。
Of course, there are valid reasons that are unavoidable and beyond one's control.
当然，那些有确实充分的理由的是无法避免的。
For example, you get stuck in a traffic jam, the MRT bus or the car breaks down, or you're held back in home or workplace due to emergencies.
当然，这些充分的理由可能是交通阻塞、地铁、巴士或者车故障，或者是我们被家里的事或工作的事来耽搁，因为有紧急的事情发生。
So let it be in our resolution this year to be punctual for all church meetings because God is the head of the church.
让我们来立志，就是在教会的所有的聚会里面都准时出席，因为基督就是教会之首。
Let's look at our prayer life.
让我们来省察我们的祷告的生命。
Now, every new year, Christians generally make resolutions to be faithful in prayer.
每一年基督徒都通常会立志来在祷告上面忠心。
The new year comes and they're off to a good start.
当新年来临的时候很容易的会开始。
But as the days get busier,They struggle to stay focused during their morning and night prayers, and their body begins to beg for more sleep.
当我们的日子过了之后呢，我们就开始了，就越来越忙碌，那么就会在祷越来越难专注于早上和晚上的祷告，而我们也要求更多的这个睡眠。
Let's face it, keeping a consistent prayer life isn't easy.
让我们来面对，就是要维持一个很长的祷告是不容易的。
But it is vital.
但是对于我们的成长却是重要的。
Why so?
为何如此呢？
Satan delights in busyness because it leads us to become distracted, careless, and praying less.
而我们知道撒旦很喜欢我们忙碌，因为使我们分心，使我们不专心，也使我们不依靠神。
Whenever we go to God in prayer, the devil knows we are gaining strength against him, so he opposes the practice with all his might.
因为知道我们在亲近神祷告的时候，撒旦知道我们在向神支取力量来抵挡他，所以他很乐意来使我们减少这个祷告。
Perhaps that's why the Apostle Paul wrote,
所以保罗如此写
Pray without ceasing, which we see in 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十七节说不住的祷告
Continuing instant in prayer, that is to keep on praying, Romans 12:12.
而罗马书十二章十二节说祷告要恒切
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, or devote yourselves to prayer with an alert mind and a thankful heart, in Colossians 4:2.
而哥罗西书第四章二节说要恒切祷告，并且要警醒感恩。
All those commands contain the idea of persevering and preserving in our prayer life.
而这些命令呢，就是叫我们在祷告中恒切，要祷告中忍耐。
So we question, how can we regain the momentum of a consistent prayer life?
我们要如何在这个祷告中有规律的来实行呢
？One, ask God for an alert mind and a thankful heart.
首先，我们要向神求有这个警醒的心，还有感恩的心。
Start a prayer calendar and set a prayer focus for each day.
让我们开始这个祷告的这个热力来每天来祷告。
Now we can also gain inspiration from the prayer request Paul lifted up in Colossians chapter 4.
而我们也可以从这个保罗在哥罗西书第四章那里得到这个祷告的亮光。
Like Paul, we can pray for ministry workers and missionaries, which we see in verse 3, for the opportunity to share God's love in our workplace, school, country, or other parts of the world,and for our good testimony before unbelievers, as we see in verses 5 and 6.
我们在哥罗西书四章三节里面也为这这个神给这个机会来为宣教士这个全职的工人代祷，并且求神给我们在我们的工作、学校、国家还有其他的国家呢，能够来有这个机会来宣扬主的爱，并且呢，使我们在不信的人面前呢有美好的见证。
So let it be in our resolution for this year, for the coming year, that we would be diligent in prayer.
让我们在这新的一年里面，能够在祷告中能够来恒切。
Now next, go on to be exemplary.
然后我们接下来看要如何做一个榜样。
Now take the Sunday morning prayer meetings.
我们来看主日早晨的这个祷告。
Now we are all commanded to worship on Sundays.
我们被命令要在在主日来敬拜神。
Commanded to worship, not requested to worship.
是被命令而不是被要求来敬拜神。
So we are supposed to be in church.
而我们要怎么样来到这个教会呢
？Now isn't it a golden opportunity and privilege to begin the Lord's Day in church in prayer?
这难道不是一个黄金的机会和这个特权，能够在主日在教会里面开始祷告呢
？Now some of us hardly have time for prayer on Mondays to Saturdays.
我们当中可能周一到周六都没有这个什么机会来祷告。
So here is a golden opportunity to spend quality time in prayer in the beauty and quietness of the sanctuary.
而这是一个很好的机会，让我们能够在祷告中花时间，在这圣所里面有着美好的安静的环境来敬。
And it can be individually or corporately.
我们可以在个人或者是在公祷里面来亲近神。
For the English and Tamil congregation, it is just half an hour before the worship service.
在英语和丹麦语的崇拜，只是在这个半个小时之前的聚会前祷告。
And it's observed many miss or skip the prayer Monday morning prayer, morning prayer meetings.
许多呢在主日早晨呢错过了这个祷告。
And sadly, even the leaders of the church.
而也很难过，就是也教会领袖也错过这个祷告。
Now the theme for 2017 is reaching out to one another based on Galatians 6:10.
明年教会的主题是向众人行善，在加拉太书六章十节。
So let it be a resolution to be exemplary in our spiritual fervency so as to edify others onto good works.
让我们在立志能够成为这个榜样，在我们的属灵的这个敬虔，能够造就其他的人来完成这个善功。
Let's go on to the next area, which is the family.
我们要看到另外一方面，就是在家庭。
This is a bit sensitive.
这是有些敏感的。
But I'm not afraid to share this with you all.
我不惧怕向大家分享这些。
It's not meant to be a gossip.
不是要来说闲话。
It's meant to alert and learn and to prepare ourselves to guard ourselves.
我们是要来学习，来警惕自己，来准备自己，来警醒。
Now, some common New Year resolutions in families are commitment to quit smoking, to quit alcohol consumption, to quit gambling, to quit immoral habits, to manage money wisely, and to spend quality time with family.
在许多的这个不幸的家庭的这个新年的励志，有些是要戒烟、戒酒、戒赌，或者是戒不良不道德的这个习惯，或者是要掌管理这个钱，有智慧管理钱财，并且花这个好的时间与家人。
But you know, when it comes to family and money, there are two crucial areas which are seldom spoken about, but in reality are silent killers in a family environment.
但是讲到这个家庭和金钱呢，有两方面是很少被提到，但实际上呢，却是在家庭环境里面的一个无声杀手。
These are the two family relationships. We are going to look very quickly at relationship with spouses, children, and borrowings in areas of bankruptcy and extravagant living.
而我们要看到的就是这与家人，包括这个伴侣、孩子，还有这个的关系，还有包括我们的钱财的这个关系。
It is no secret that there are Christian homes undergoing misery, basically relating to spousal and children relationships.
我们呢不会怀疑的，就是在家庭里面有基督徒呢在面对这个困境，包括这个与这个伴侣和孩子们的关系上。
These are sensitive, touchy areas which we do not wish to reveal or to speak about.
这些是敏感的话题，是我们不愿意提到或者是谈到的。
You read the papers and you will notice that spousal abusers are on the rise and so are divorces.
我们看报章，看见这个伴侣的这个虐待和这个已经包括这个离婚也上升了。
So how do we resolve this issue?
我们如何解决这些问题呢？
But you know,The Bible very clearly identifies the roles and responsibilities of the man and the woman.
我们知道圣经很清楚的来划分这个丈夫和妻子的这个责任。
In Ephesians 5:22-30, we read very clearly what is the role of the husband and what is the role of the wife.
在以弗所第五章22-30节里面讲到丈夫和妻子所扮演的角色。
But sadly,When such biblical instructions are pointed out to the affected parties, the answer is, it's just too difficult to obey.
当这些圣经的教导向这些受影响的这些伴侣的指出的时候，他们的答案通常是我们很难来遵守。
Marriages have gone sour because of the pride, because of the reluctance to want to obey what the Bible says of each other's role.
因为家庭的这个关系变得很困难，因为他们不愿意来遵循圣经的这个教导。
Now let's look at children. Children are pressured with enrichment classes, tuition, and extracurricular activities to such an extent that it robs them of their joy to live, and thereby causing them to develop suicidal thoughts.
而且我们接下来要看的就是孩子们能面对许多的这个压力，就是包括这些额外的这个学习补习或者是其他的活动，是让他们失去这个学习的这个乐趣或者来生活的这个乐趣，可能呢使到他们有这个自杀的这个倾向。
Well, this is also happening. We read about it in the papers.
我们也看见在这里真的是会发生的事情。
Now, many a times, parents, we are guilty because we comfort ourselves by assuring that we are merely doing it for the good of the child.
也许家长呢会认为呢他是为了孩子好，所以给孩子这些额外的压力。
I know what is good for my child.
我知道什么是对我孩子是好的。
But today, children want to be consulted because it is their life.
但是今天呢，孩子要被征求这个意见，因为这是他们的这个生活。
Now, during my days, children were meant to be seen, but not heard. But times have changed, and today, children want to be seen and to be heard.
在我的时代呢，我父母亲呢说了话就算，但是呢，今天的孩子呢，不是父母说了算，而是你要征求孩子的意见。
So parents, let it be our resolution that no matter how much we love our children,to always check to ensure that our approach and good intentions never cast a shadow of doubt about robbing our children of their joy and to never allow thoughts of suicide to cross their fragile minds.
今天身为父母的，让我们能够来立志，不管我们如何的爱我们的孩子，我们都来先寻求了解他们的这个心愿，并且呢，不会使到他们的这个喜乐被夺去，也不要容许有这些自杀的念头在他们的幼小的心灵发生。
Now it is said that such unpleasant problems among spouses and children.Are often kept away from church leaders who are ever ready to offer counseling and to pray for and with them.
很难过的是，有许多的这些不好的问题，却没有让这个教会的领袖知道，因为教会的领袖很乐意来辅导，并且为这个家庭来与他们一同向神求恩。
So let it be our resolution to humble ourselves before God and seek.God's direction for our lives with unconditional obedience.
让我们在神的面前立志来谦卑我们自己，并且在我们的生命中无条件的顺从神在我们生命中的引导。
Now let's look at the other area, which is borrowings.
让我们看另外一方面是关于借贷。
Now bankruptcy is also on the rise because people are living beyond their means.
而这个破产呢是的率上升的，因为人呢活得超过他们所需要的。
Proverbs 22:3 tells us that a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished or suffers the consequences.
而在箴言书22:3那里说，通达人见祸常躲，愚昧人前往受害。
Today it is very common that we see.People are going for overseas holidays, owning a car, and upgrading homes, and all these in keeping up with the Joneses, and not being able to afford it.
今天我们看到许多人，他们出国度假，他们要拥有一辆车，或者是翻新房子，都超过他们所能够负担得起的。
People have even pawned their prized sentimental possessions.Just to obtain money to fulfill their covetous lifestyle.
有的甚至典当他们的有纪念价值的这些物件，为的是满足他们这个贪心的这个生活的这个水准。
Covetous because if she can have it, why can't I have it?
贪心呢，是因为这样想，为什么他有我没有呢？
Therefore, I beg, borrow, or steal in order to make sure that I can have it and have the guts to face her.
所以不。所以我不择手段，就像要来达到这种生活的标准。
Now you know, lately, such extravagant living has even spilled over to childbirth.
这样的一个奢侈的这个生活，甚至在这个孩子的出生就发生。
The higher the maternity cost, the higher the glory.
当这个孩子的生产的费用越高的时候呢，他就好像越出名。
My experience with a lady in this church who is not here anymore.
有曾经有过这样的一个经验。
She didn't have much money.
她不是很多钱。
But they kept having children.
但是要有这个孩子。
And they couldn't afford to have more children.
不能够拥有更多的孩子。
Then she became pregnant again.
但是她又在怀孕。
And then she told me that I'm pregnant again.
她说我在怀孕了。
Of course, I can't say anything. So I told her, all right, better go ahead and take care of yourself.
那我就说你就直接这样就生产吧要保重。
But what I was pleased is when she told me that I'm going to a government hospital.
我她觉得我很难她觉得我很难接受我所讲的就是到了一个这个政府的医院。
You know, in government hospitals, they are heavily subsidized. In fact, sometimes I think it's even free.
我们知道在政府的医院通常都是有津贴，可能是免，有可能是免费。
So I was happy for her.
但是她不同意。
And the time came and it was time to deliver.
而她要生产的时候。
And she went to the hospital.
她到了这个医院。
And sure enough, it was indeed a government hospital.
而这个是这个政府的医院。
So she told me that I'm at this room, this bed.
I understand.
I'm at this room number and the bed number.
Oh, 我有这个房子的这个号码。
So I thought, okay, that's normal. So I went to visit her at the hospital.
然后就去到医院来探望她。
Then I got lost because here's a lady who could not afford to even have the next child.
她这个妇女，她不能够用没有这个经济能力来负担有这个孩子。
And I was called and to be reminded that I should visit her.
而我被提醒要去探望她。
But I said, yeah, I'll visit you when I'm free, you see? Because I was working then. Anyway, finally, I went to the hospital and I visited her.
我最后到了医院来探望她。
But lo and behold, she was in a single room.Which is what? First class. First class.
她却是在一个头号的头等的病房。
But she didn't have the money for that. No subsidy for single room, I heard.
她没有这个能力负担，却要在这个头号的这个病房。
And when she saw me, she said, oh, you are a lifesaver.
哇，她看见我就觉得我是她的救命恩人。
Because I'm the banker.
因为她认为我可以借钱给她。
Of course,I understand the need, and I will not go empty-handed.
当然，我了解她需要，所以会特别的跟她谈。
And I handed her the love gift.
我就给她这个爱心奉献。
And there was tears in her eyes and said, "You are a lifesaver."
她充满了眼泪来告诉我说，我是她的救命恩人。
The point here is she could not afford.
但是重点就是她根本都负担不起。
But she wanted to have people look up to her and say, "Boy, she had her delivery in such style."
但是她却要人家来羡慕她，说有这个这种的生活水平。
And even if you go to any of the other hospitals, you see the same thing.
你到其他的医院，你会看见这样的情况。
People would try to raise as much money as they can because they want to have that status so that when people look at you, they say, "Hello, I respect you."
有一些人就认为他们要到一些头等的这个病房，使到人家能够来羡慕他，来尊重他们。
They come up with joy holding the baby.
出来就是有这个很喜乐来拥抱这个孩子。
When you look at their eyes, there's misery because I have to pay the loan now.
对，你看见他们的心眼睛的这个喜悦，确实要负担很大。
We can laugh at it, no, but it is really happening.
我们也许会笑，但是这是真实发生的事。
Trust in God and not riches.
我们要信靠神，而不是财富。
For Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:17 says.Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy.
在提摩太前书第六章十七节说，要嘱咐今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
So what we saw is trust in God and not riches.
我们知道是信靠神而非这个财富。
Now, trust in riches and it will ruin you in James 5:1. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl, for your misery shall come upon you.
我们想只要信靠这个财富，这个财会富会摧毁我们，在雅各书五章一节说，你们这富足的人应当哭泣嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们。
So let it be our resolution to live within our means, only on necessities and not on worldly possessions that we cannot afford.
让我们来立志，我们只为我们所需要的来生活，而非是我们所要奢望要的来生活。
And let it also be our resolution to be contented with God's provision and not resort to satisfying our ego.
让我们也来立志，就是来以神所给我们所有的为主，而非要来满足我们个人的这个骄傲欲望。
Now let's look at some common resolutions now.
让我们来看一些普通的这个励志。
Now by far the most common New Year resolution is to lose weight in conjunction with exercising more and eating more healthily.
一般的新年的励志也许是来减轻体重，或者多运动，或者多吃的健康。
These are all good goals to set.
这些都是好的目标来立定。
But 1 Timothy 4:8, however, instructs us to keep exercise in perspective. For bodily exercise profitable little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come.
提摩太前书四章八节那里说，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，于今生和来世的应许。
Now the vast majority of New Year resolutions, even among Christians, are in relation to physical things, the non-spiritual, which should not be so.
而许多这个基督非信徒的新年的愿望都是关于这个物质上的。
The resolutions that a Christian makes should center on his or her Creator.
而基督徒应该立志来以神为中心。
It should be on spiritual matters for the honor and glory of God.
乃是以尊荣神为目标。
For example, our resolution should be to follow the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ to the best of our ability with the help of the Holy Spirit.
就是举个例子，我们来立志可以来跟随主耶稣的教导，靠着圣灵的帮助来尽我们最大的努力。
Yes, many Christians make New Year resolutions to spend more time in prayer, to read the Bible every day, and to attend church more regularly.
有许多的基督徒，他们在新年立志是来更多时间祷告，来读圣经，并且常来参加聚会。
And these are fantastic goals.
这些是很好的目标。
However, these spiritual New Year resolutions fail just as often as the non-spiritual resolutions because there is no power in a New Year's resolution.
但是这些新年的属灵的这个心愿也许和其他的非属灵的心愿一样的这个无效，因为在这当中没有这个能力。
Resolving to start or stop doing a certain activity has no value unless you have the proper motivation for stopping or starting that activity.
要决定来开始或者终止一样的这个活动是没有价值，直到我们有这个充分的这个好的动机来终止或者开始这样的一个目标。
For example, why do you want to read the Bible every day? Is it to honor God and grow spiritually? Or is it because you have just heard that it's a good thing to do?
为什么我们要来读圣经？举个例子，每一天呢，是不是要来荣耀神，要来属灵的成长，或者是我是为了读而读呢
？Why do you want to lose weight? Is it to honor God with your body, or is it for vanity to honor yourself?
我们为什么要减轻体重？是否要来尊荣神，或者只是为了尊荣我们自己呢
？So what are the prerequisites for a Christian?When making New Year's resolutions.
那么基督徒在新年立志的时候的条件是什么呢
Now, here are some suggestions. 1. Pray to the Lord for wisdom and guidance as to what resolutions, if any, He would have us make. 2. Pray for wisdom as to how to fulfill the goals God gives us. 3. Rely on God's strength to help us. 4. Find an accountability partner.Who will help you and encourage you? 5. Don't become discouraged with occasional failures. Instead, allow them to motivate us further. And 6. Don't become proud or vain, but give God the glory, as we see in Psalm 37:5 and 6. Commit yourself, your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun.
今年的这个励志有一些的这个建议条件，就是说向主来求这个智慧，在雅各书第一章五节，你们若有缺少智慧，应当求那后世众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。第二方面，为这个智慧来向神祈求，来如何完成神所给我们的目标。第三方面，我们可以依靠神的帮助力量来帮助我们。第四方面，我们也可以寻求这个祷告的这个同伴，一起在彼此的帮助，彼此的勉励。第五方面呢，我们有一些失败，但是我们不要灰心，但是我们容许这些失败来成为我们所谓失败乃成功之母，来达到更好的这个目标。并且第六呢，不要来自夸，也不要来寻求这个虚空的荣耀，但是呢要将一切的荣耀都归给神。正如在诗篇第37:5-6那里说，当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
So no matter how difficult the year may have been, most of us hope for a better and brighter new year.
不管前路的年来临的一年将会如何，我们许多人都会希望有一个光明灿烂的一年。
Let's look at the example of Joshua in Joshua 1:12-9. Now here, with the death of Moses, Joshua was facing a far greater and daunting responsibility, leading the Israelites into the promised land, which we see in verse 2. God had used Moses to perform awe-inspiring miracles before a stubborn Pharaoh and to lead his people out of slavery in Egypt and into a place of provision in the desert for 40 years. The people shared the promised hope of entering a land flowing with milk and honey. The legacy of Moses must have been intimidating to follow. No wonder God repeatedly addressed Joshua's fear, urging him to be strong and courageous, which we see in verses 7 and 9. Now Joshua's success as a leader of the nation of Israel depended, however, on his obedience to the Lord, which you see in verse 7. God revealed that it was vital for him to study and meditate on his word and to be careful to obey everything in it. Only by depending on God and his great power could Joshua find success, which we see in verse 8.
所以我们可以从这个约书亚记第一章2-9那里说到，从这个摩西他所经历的这个一切里面，我们可以看见约书亚被神所勉励，就是要来面一个更大的这个挑战，要带领以色列人进入这个应许之地。神呢曾经借着摩西人来行了许多的这个神迹奇事，在这个顽固的法老面前，也带领他的百姓出这个奴埃及，并且进入这个旷野里面约40年的时间。这些百姓呢，他们也看见这个美好的盼望，能够进入这个迦南地流奶与蜜之地。而摩西的这个历史的这个生命的一切呢，让我们看见呢，真的需要约书亚能够来遵守，让我们也看见不管神如何来命令摩西都来遵守，并且让我们看见约书亚呢，他也是能够照着这个摩西的这个榜样来学习遵守神的命令。他之所以能够成功的成为这个以色列人的这个领袖，就是因为他凡事都顺从神，并且神呢也显示于他呢，就是要来谨守遵行神所给的一切的律法，并且呢愿意来遵守，来依靠神。
So in conclusion,
所以总结呢，
This new year, let us spend time reading the Bible, walking in obedience with God, and being strong and courageous as we portray Christ in our lives.
所以在这新的一年里面，让我们花时间来读圣经，并且顺从神来这能够成为一个坚固有这个信心的这个人。
Let us watch our thoughts, for they become words. Watch our words, for they become actions.
让我们警醒我们的思想，因为他们会成为我们的言语；而警惕我们的言语，因为他们会成为我们的行动。
Don't be afraid or discouraged. Remember, the Lord our God is with us wherever we go, as we read in Joshua 1 verse 9.
我们不要惧怕，也不要上胆，因为记得神与我们同在，正如我们读约书亚记第一章九节。
God provides all that we need to persevere and preserve in prayer and experience His amazing power.
神赐给我们这一切，我们需要靠着他来忍受，来在祷告中恒切，并且经历他奇妙的这个大能。
So when we seek to spend time with God on the last day of 2016, by the power of the Holy Spirit, resisting all distraction and in faith, make our resolutions for the year 2017 before our Almighty God in fear and trembling.
愿我们能够在神的面前花时间，在这今年的最后一天里面，借着圣灵的能力，排除一切的这个分心的事，让我们以信心来在神的面前立志，以一个敬畏还有惧怕的心来立志。
If God is in the center of our New Year resolution, it has chances for success depending on our commitment to it.
假如神是我们这个新年立志的这个中心的话，我们就会有这个希望能够来成功，来依靠我们对这个立志的这个承诺。
If it is God's will for something to be fulfilled, He will enable us to fulfill it.
若是神的意思要我们来完成，他会使我们来完成。
If our resolution is not God-honoring or is not in agreement with God's word,We will not receive God's help in fulfilling that resolution.
假如我们所做的立志不是来荣耀神，或者不是与神的话认同，我们就不会得到神的帮助来完成这些心愿。
Philippians 4:13 tells us, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me."
腓立比书四章十三节那里说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And John 15:5 declares, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
约翰福音十五章五节那里说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
So let it be our resolution before God to have our lives changed and transformed and become spiritually revived and spiritually rejuvenated.
愿这是我们的立志，在神的面前使我们的生命得到改变，而成我在属灵上能够得到更新，而得到这个力量。
So let the core of our resolution be as the psalmist says in Psalm 51:10. Let us read this together.
我们愿我们在神的面前立志的中心，就如这个诗篇第五十一篇十节。
Psalm 51:10 that reads together.Create in me a clean heart, O God, and revive a right spirit within me.
在诗篇五十一篇第十节，我们一起来读：神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Wish what and all of you here a very blessed New Year.
在这里祝福大家有一个蒙恩的2017年。
Let us close in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
O Spirit of the risen Christ, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Be with us today and always. Be our light, our guide, and our comforter. Be our strength, our courage, and our sanctifier. May the new year, 2017, be a time of deep spiritual growth for all of us gathered here tonight. A time of welcoming thy graces and spiritual gifts, a time for forgiving freely and unconditionally, a time for growing in virtue and goodness. In thy mercy, please hear our prayers, for we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. 我们呢，到这里。